This morning is Joy McKay with Habitat for Humanity, coming off that big event from the weekend. And Saturday was so much fun.
It was. Good morning. Yes, we had a great time. And we raised a lot of money, too, which was a big part of what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Thanks to the couples for participating. Man, they did a...
Big time.
Yeah.
They went all out, all four couples. I mean, they worked hard.
Yeah, they
raising
did.
Money,
yeah.
Which is a big piece of it. But also preparing for their talents and everything else. And it was just a lot of fun. I truly appreciate all four of those couples.
Yeah, my favorite part was of the event was when the gentleman who is in a home now was able to get up and talk. And he brought his family up and had about 6-7 members
yes.
of his family.
Yes, so, Nelson.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yep. So he's got, his wife, Ellie, was there. None of them wanted to talk during the event, though, I think. So they came up just so he could introduce them, and then they sat down. But he's got four kids, and then they have custody of two of their nephews.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got six kids. And the great thing is we are closing on their loan this afternoon, so they will get the keys, they will sign their loan papers, and they can move in finally.
Awesome. That
yes.
is really good. And I'm sure they put in the sweat equity hours, too.
They did. They put all their sweat equity in and more. And like he said that night, they want to continue to give back and volunteer, and they've just been fun to work with.
Well, and I know we were sitting near a family who is in a Habitat mm-hmm. home also, and it's just neat to talk to them and find out how they feel now after being in a home and being there for a little while.
Yes, we had several of our homeowner families there because we had two different businesses that paid for tables. Or two different people that paid for tables for our homeowners to attend.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice. So, from here, the monies that are raised, do those go to the general fund or do they?
I mean, they go to our general fund, which helps support what we do, building houses. I know we grossed over $60,000, which is huge.
That is. That's awesome.
That's awesome. We don't have all our bills in yet, so we don't know what the net will be yet. But yeah, it was a very successful event, not just because of the money, but that's a huge part of it, but also because we like to educate new people every year on what Habitat's about.
Yeah, spreading the message, that's
yes,
for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So great time. Thanks everybody who came out, supported, donated, volunteered, everything. We had a lot of people involved in this.
Yeah, you have a lot of moving pieces. You have the Habitat store, but maybe just review for us what projects you have going on right now.
Sure. So we have, we're closing on Nelson and Ellie's house, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we have another house under construction at Morrell, which is kind of what we're going to focus on now that theirs is completely done. And then we have two houses we are rehabbing right now, which we've never done before. So one is on Hickory and one is on East 20th Street. And then we are starting new construction on a townhome on Linden. And then we have another lot on I Street that we plan to demo and get started on at some point.
Oh, man.
All those other ones are kind of before that.
You have plenty going on.
We have a lot going on, plus our repair programs. We're still we're still looking for a deserving veteran that needs some repairs for our big veteran build this summer. And we have other repair funds available as well.
Yeah. If somebody has a hint and you're thinking, I know a neighbor, mm-hmm. Feel free to give you a call.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Habitat store. What do we have going
Habitat
on?
Habitat store. So this weekend we are closed on Saturday because as you know, we have mostly volunteers.
Yeah.
This is Easter weekend, so it's a little tough. So we are closed Saturday, but because of that, Dusty told me that on Friday, all chairs are going to be 50% off.
Oh, wow.
So hard chairs, soft chairs, recliners, unless they're part of like a dining room table or something.
Yeah,
but yeah,
okay.
The chairs will be 50% off.
And Friday hours are?
8 to 4, and we take donations from 8 to 2.
Okay. Yeah. How's that new truck move?
It's
working
awesome.
Out well, I bet.
Our volunteers
got
love
the lift
it.
Lift on it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We actually used it yesterday to go get all our stuff from Midland from the event. So we only had to make one trip instead of trying to fill up everybody's cars in multiple trips.
Oh, that's perfect.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks again to Sid Dillon, right? For
yes.
For that. Oh, my
yep.
gosh. Yeah.
And well, the Community Foundation also helped a big part of that. The Fremont Area Community Foundation and the Nebraska Environmental Trust also gave us a grant for part of that.
Awesome. Well, yeah. If somebody does want to help out, how do they volunteer?
They can go on our website, fremonthabitat.org, or they can email us at info@fremonthabitat.org. They can call us, 402-721-8771, or they can reach out on social media.
Now, I was just thinking, do you have another event coming up, or is it the veteran? You're still looking, just looking for the person.
Yes, so our veteran repair project, which is in conjunction with our Rock the Block, will be this summer.
Okay.
As soon as we have the veteran, we will set the date for that, and then we'll start planning for that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well, thank you. I appreciate
you
taking time this morning,
you.
And I'm glad the event Saturday was so much fun and raised some good monies for you.
Me too. It was awesome.
Yeah. Joy McKay with Habitat with us this morning, Fremont's Morning Mix.